Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. Congratulations on the good start at 10-3, Coach. What's been the key to the success of an outstanding start to this point?
I believe that we have played really good offensive efficiency basketball. You know, when we have played well, our percentages are really high offensively. You know, and of course, I think we've defended fairly well all year, have rebounded the ball. So, you know, those are some things we just got to keep doing.
And I'm looking at your schedule here, 10-3, and you've played 5 out of the 13 games that were 2-possession games, win some, lose some. How important is that, Coach, early in the season to have those games, to put your kids in those positions? You can't really simulate that in practice. They have to go through it, you know, in an actual game scenario. So late in the year, when maybe you're playing for the Fed League Championship or you get into the postseason, you've had experience in those games.
Oh, huge. Yeah. To be able to play possession basketball and make good decisions in crunch time, you know, is tremendous and can certainly lead to a little more success down the road. You know, you're going to play good teams come tournament time. That there's no doubt about that. So if you have been there and done that and have had success in those scenarios, and we've also had our failures too. You know, we've had a little more success than we have failed, and hopefully we just keep getting better.
Coach, what is the key to this year's Federal League? Seems like on any given night, anybody can beat anybody. And what's the key to winning right now? And is there a time that you might think about maybe trying to coast? I can't imagine that could ever be the case. But get yourself
right
ready
now,
towards tournament time?
You got to win. You got to win at home. You know, you really have to hold serve on your home floor. And eventually somebody is going to steal an away game. You know, Perry is playing a ton of young kids, so they're not factoring into that equation right now, but you know, you better be ready for them. They can get you. They almost got McKinley last night, but yep. Got to hold it at home. And it's, you know, just like, you know, Kenny said, that those possession types of games, can you win a couple more possessions? And three or four of us would have won a road game had that been the case.
Yeah, I'm looking at your two Jackson games, Coach. At home, you beat Jackson 49-46 in overtime. All right, let's top that by going to Jackson and playing double overtime on Friday, and you come up on the short end 58-56. But take me through both of those games and what you saw from your team and what you learned about your team in those two games that were just nail-biters.
Well, you know, the first one was so early December, that both teams are still in a growth mindset, you know, get better. We got to play big games early. It's just the way it is in the league. But, you know, early December, and we ended up getting them here. You know, so here we are, you know, 5 weeks later. What a great atmosphere Friday night at Jackson. You know, we go up 14, my goodness, with 6.5 left in the fourth. And just didn't make enough plays. Not to, you know, all the credit to Jackson and their kids. Their effort went from a 7 to probably a 15, and they just refused to quit and didn't give up. And you know, certainly they've been in that spot before, playing in big basketball games. But we got to learn from that. We got to learn to attack pressure and want the ball in crunch time situations. But, you know, if we just make a couple free throws, you know, we walk out of there with a victory. And we didn't. And we got to be able to make pressure free throws.
10-3, as I said, that's the overall record. 4-3 in the Federal League right now, Coach. What's the record that's going to win the Federal League this year?
It's probably going to be 3 losses. It would not surprise me if there's a 2 or 3-way tie with 4. So I don't think it's going to be any more than 4, and it won't surprise me if it ends up being 3. But I do think 3 is the number.
Coach, could the number really be 8? Talk about the importance of having 8 seniors on your squad.
You know, it's when you make a regional and you have that many kids back with that experience. They just got a kind of a savviness about them. And really, you could say we're playing without our best player, Cade Henney, you know, with the ACL injury. But when you got guys like an Eli Barker and a Wes Collins and a Tanner Ware that just have tons of varsity experience, they can bring those other guys along and learn as the season goes. And, you know, we want to be playing our best basketball again come tournament time.
Yeah, we talked yesterday with Drew Logan, who had an outstanding senior year on the football field. He's headed to Cincinnati to play football, and I really didn't put two and two together until you just said it. We talked about them losing Cade Henney at quarterback, but yeah, he's a hell of a basketball player too, so when that injury occurs to him for football, it's also affecting you in basketball. How did you have to maybe change some things knowing that you weren't going to have Cade?
Yeah, that was an adjustment because we played our entire off season. You play so much summer basketball, and we had them, you know.
Yep.
So that certainly took an adjustment. We were not very pretty. We're certainly not pretty now, but we managed. But we definitely were not pretty in November, and we had some growing pains in December. Again, the leadership with our seniors, and they got great coaching staff that gets our guys ready to play, you know, night in and night out. And it's been an adjustment. We're still adjusting. You know, Friday night's another great example. The ball would have been in Cade's hands. And now we got to find that guy or hopefully a couple guys that just want the basketball.
Coach, tell us a little bit about the tournament you guys host every year and what that was like and what it means to the kids, because you're facing a lot of foes that you probably wouldn't normally see.
Correct. You know, what a great event. You know, Tim Walker, Tom Oaks put on Martin Luther King weekend here. 10 great basketball games. You know, you get to see a lot of different styles in a short amount of time. You know, our guys can come and go and eat and watch as much basketball as they want. But, you know, just a great event that serves the greater Canton area and the Martin Luther King Foundation. And we're certainly happy with all the teams that come in and their fans and support the program.
You mentioned some of these different schools and the different styles that they play. Does it ever challenge you to maybe change your style as well? Do you learn anything from that tournament that you can maybe put forth towards the Federal League or maybe even a little bit further?
You do. You always see something. You're like, oh, I like that. And I like that because it fits who we are. You know, we have unique pieces and it's our job to kind of put that puzzle together. You know, we're not athletic. We're not going to get up and down. We're a possession type of team. So when you see a wrinkle from somebody else, you steal it and you kind of mold that into how it fits into our group. So that's one of the neat things about having an event like that right at home.
Happy to have with us via the Wake 'Em Way hotline the outstanding head basketball coach at Hoover High School, Mike Bluey. His team getting ready for a big game on the road at Green. I'm looking again at the schedule, Coach. You already played them once in your building, and like you said, got a win at home in the Federal League. You did. What is it that they do that will present challenges for you in Friday night's game that everybody's going to hear right here on WHBC?
Boy, I'll tell you, they are so physical. Hands down, probably the most physical team in Northeast Ohio. So you have to be ready to adapt and accept their physicality. You never know how – you can't count on officiating. You know, generally in our league, the refs let the kids decide the game. They offensive rebound the ball at a clip that I have not seen before. I mean, they are getting their hands on basketballs constantly on misses. They got one of the best players in the league in Odo. They have probably the best athlete in the league in Trey Martin. They're so well coached and they are going to be ready to go and certainly, you know, wanting to get us back, for their home defeat in December.
Yeah, without question, payback on the minds of the Bulldogs there. But I want to go to Sunday's game. You lose a double overtime thriller to Jackson. How nice was it you didn't have to wait too long to play another game and then to see your kids respond against Strongsville and get a nice win in that game to build momentum going into this game?
It was that was positive to see our kids you know, bounce back. I knew Saturday would be, you know, kind of sulk city, but, you know, we had to practice and watch film and get back in the weight room and stick to our routine. Strongsville is a good basketball team. So that certainly was a good win for us on Sunday. It kind of helps us, I think, in the northern tier come tournament voting time. You know, that's a good win on our tournament resume, but, you know, that's behind us now. It's a good win. I was happy for our kids. And again, our senior leadership showing, you know, we're moving on. We got to learn, but we are moving on, and there's bigger things that lie ahead.
for you, who's the leader of this team? Who do you count on? You mentioned you're looking for guys, right? So who has stepped up in the absence of Cade Henne to this point for you and risen to the occasion for you?
I think that's they've taken a shared approach there. You know, Cade is in practice every single day, so he's still providing a heck of a lot from the sideline. That is just invaluable for all of us, really. But, you know, between Wes Tanner and Eli Barker, just that shared responsibility of grabbing the bull by the horns and taking this team, you know, where we need to be, you know, on a daily basis. You know, back, we took a couple lumps, lost to Glen Oak on the road, lost to Lake on the road, and those three guys really knew that our preparation probably wasn't on point, exactly where it should have been, you know, that week. And we've practiced at a very high level since then, and I think our play is starting to show that.
Coach, talk a little bit more about that preparation. I mean, I'm looking at this schedule. You guys play a Friday game, a Sunday game. Now you're playing on a Friday. I mean, we talk about heavy legs in football. There's got to be the same thing in basketball, yes?
Oh, sure. You have to be aware of, especially your heavy minute kids, you know. You have conversations, how you feeling. You know, we ice bath at minimum three days out of the week, you know, just to try to keep that inflammation out of our legs and keep us as fresh as we can be. You know, we monitor our practice time on the floor, and maybe we have less on the floor time but more film time, or, you know, maybe we're just shooting it a little more instead of getting up and down. So, you know, that's a constant, you know, just monitoring that situation, and we want to be playing our freshest on game night. You know, the what's the old saying? The best ability is availability.
You got it.
Yep.
You know, Coach, Kenny's going to ask you a question about a shot clock. We've been asking all the coaches that we've been interviewing on a regular basis. I want to take it a little bit further. How hard is it to not fall in love with the three ball at high school hoops?
Yeah, you know, kids, they see it, and they see it from day one. Whenever their interest in basketball triggered, you know, the three ball is in that realm. But, you know, that's – we talk about who's – what shot is good for you, for you as an individual player. You know, we want to shoot threes off of a paint touch. We want to shoot threes off a ball reversal. You know, we want to shoot threes off of a post entry. You know, those are good for us and the things that we do. But, you know, going back to the shot clock, I tell you what, put that thing in tonight, tomorrow. Let's go. I want it right now.
Amen, Coach. Thank you. That's the best response we've had so far, JT, of any of the coaches we've talked to. Why do you want it right away, Coach?
I just think it evens the game. You know, you take a team like ours, who is not athletic. We can't really force defensive tempo and get up and turn you over, but we are good defensively. We just don't move fast, you know? So if you're under the clock and you have to shoot it eventually, that means now how efficient can you be on offense? Because I think we're going to be very efficient on defense, but yet we don't really have the ability to make you get rid of it in under a minute. If you want to kill a minute against us, you can. So I think actually a team like ours, we get better with the shot clock. Teams might say we play slow. We don't coach slow. We coach efficiency. And I think our group would actually be better with the shot clock. And I think it minimizes, you know, you can't hold the ball and stall it out and just, you know, we see some of that sometimes, and it's just aggravating a little bit. But, hey, those are the rules we play under right now, and that's the way it goes.
I was going to ask you about that because I looked at one of your scores. Was it just a bad night at the office shooting for both teams, or was it Louisville slowing it down on you in a 31-30 win?
Oh, geez, yeah. That was that was not very offensive. Good-looking basketball that night. But I think it was both teams outstanding, very prepared defensively. Eli Barker has done a tremendous job on every single team's best player. You look at Aljancic's scoring output, the kid's probably averaging 23, 22-plus. And I believe that night Eli held him to four. Just so, it, yeah, good, really good defensive basketball two teams that just were very prepared and went after each other. You know, didn't shoot it at a clip and probably didn't shoot it as well as either one of us do on any other given night. But, boy, what a great basketball game.
Yeah, thriller. And, again, a one-possession game. You guys come away victorious. Going to help you down the road. All right, my final question. I always throw it to the coaches. What do you got to do on Friday night here on WHBC to go on the road and get a big Federal League road win?
Yeah, where no matter where you play Green, home or away, you better keep them off the offensive glass. You know, they create so many more possessions for themselves after the initial shot. So you gotta make Odo work. If he gets his, which he certainly can, it's gonna have to be off a 20-plus shot. He cannot have a highly efficient night, which he's certainly capable of. But you got to keep him off the glass. Have to.
Coach, best of luck on Friday night. Everybody will be able to listen to it right here on WHBC. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks. Look forward to it. Have a good night, guys.